It's the Local Beat with O'Brien, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. And it is Wednesday morning, which means one thing. We bring in Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram. Dave, how are we doing today?
Good, Rocco. Thank you.
Excellent, Dave. Excellent. Well, I wanted to start with a story from your colleague, Kevin Martin. He had this in Monday's Chronicle Telegram. There was actually a meeting at Chest last night kind of about this, so we'll get to that in a minute. But what do we make of these rendered shots of this potential redevelopment options for the Avon Lake Generating Station that, again, is going through a bit of a redevelopment phase?
Yeah, some pretty cool drawings here. Obviously, and often, you know, renderings don't always show you what the final product is, but that's kind of the vision, right? That's the redevelopment vision that the new power plant property owners have for the area up there on the lake. And that's the Avon Lake Environmental Redevelopment Group, or ALERG. And they, the city of Avon Lake, and also the planning firm Gensler are bringing forward these redevelopment options in a presented them in a town hall, Tuesday night at Avon Lake High School, and we'll have more on that from Kevin Martin, from reporter Kevin Martin. But this is basically, this project is sort of an opportunity to redevelop the power plant site after it's all cleaned up, and hopefully to restore a little bit of the lakefront there. That was basically the message that ALERG officials had for the citizens of Avon Lake down the line. Now, there's also been a little bit of controversy over that with some union pickets outside that facility, and that's something where local workers want local work, and some of the laborers unions have taken ALERG and their owner Charter Solutions to task over that. But these redevelopment renderings are really really kind of interesting. I mean, they're talking about like being eco-friendly. And, sort of adapting the designs and everything, and having a lot of glass, and kind of having open spaces, reusing certain structures that are already in existence right there, and remaking those. They've talked about residential, some commercial, walking paths and biking paths, and just allowing for access to the lake that isn't really there right now along that whole kind of frontage property, along that frontage line that the current power plant has on the lake.
When you think of what these fresh new areas around the country look like in terms of a modern scene, and these renderings are exactly that, right? Kind of a redevelopment of the area. Like you said, you're using eco-friendly designs. You're still kind of mixing in some of that history as well, making it accessible for not just cars, but bikers, walkers, joggers, whoever. And it all just seems like a very, very cool project. Now, like you said, Dave, sometimes these renderings don't turn out exactly the way that they are initially laid out. So we'll see what comes of that. And again, we can check in more on in today's Chronicle Telegram, I should say. Again, Kevin Martin should have the latest in this morning's Chronicle Telegram. All right, Dave, the other story I wanted to go over with here this morning with you regarding some One Ohio settlement dollars coming to Lorain County. Big chunk of change here. So where exactly is this money coming from, Dave, and what exactly is it going to?
Yeah, this is part of a settlement that the state of Ohio made with manufacturers and distributors of opioid painkillers and opioid drugs that came from a major lawsuit that was filed in federal court back in 2017. And so Lorain County is going to get more than $3.3 million, about $3.35 million across the board between the county itself, cities, villages, and townships. That's everything from the almost $1.9 million that Lorain County itself is going to get, down to a little more than $27 that goes to the township of Brighton and also Rochester Village. Any payments that were less than $500 to any of those local municipalities, and there were four of them, was Camden Township, Brighton Township, and Rochester, and then the village of Kipton as well. That just went directly to the county. I mean, they're not going to cut a settlement check for $27.47 to directly to those townships, but Lorain County got the vast majority of that. $1.9 million, and then the city of Lorain got about $400,000. City of Elyria $372,000. North Ridgeville got 155,000. Avon, 103,000. Avon Lake got about 93.5, almost 94. And then beyond, you know, and then down the line, Oberlin, 74,000, Vermilion, 61,000, Sheffield, 55, et cetera. So you have all this money, and a lot of that is supposed to go for specific reasons. And now those reasons include, and especially, you know, in the case of Lorain County, which I've written about the most, is that this money is at least in part designated for the crisis stabilization center, the crisis receiving center, that the Mars Board, the Nord Center, a lot of the other mental health and crisis and addiction services boards and agencies, both public and private, have been wanting to build and are starting to build up in Lorain. And that would be a 32-bed facility that would allow people who are in immediate need to get the help they need, you know, to detox from addiction, or to get, you know, immediate crisis service if, you know, in the unfortunate event that somebody's, you know, feeling suicidal or in significant depression or having a, you know, a psychotic or you know, a psychotic break, some sort of other, you know, immediate mental health needs, they would be able to stay there briefly and then allow further services to come down the line. They could be moved from there to another facility or sent back home if home is the best place for them, if they have caretakers, that kind of thing. So probably the vast majority of the money that went directly to the county, to the Board of Commissioners, is going to go to that service. And then the other cities, you know, Lorain, as far as I know, hasn't, you know, made any decisions about how they're going to spend their portion. Elyria, North Ridgeville, same circumstances. So this is part of, you know, of millions upon millions that the state of Ohio got from those opioid manufacturers and distributors. And that settlement was approved by the courts and by a lot of the parties involved back in August of 2021.
Well, considering the way in which these funds are coming to Lorain County, by the way, of that settlement involving the national opioid distributors, it only seems appropriate that, you know, that near $1.9 million goes toward that Lorain County Crisis Stabilization Center for all the right reasons, like you laid out there, Dave. So great rundown of how that money is being dispersed across Lorain County and its different cities and townships. So again, you can check out more in, I believe that was Sunday's A Chronicle Telegram for the latest on that. All right, Dave. And again, Dave O'Brien is our guest here on The Local Beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. Dave, what are you and your colleagues over there at The Chronicle working on this week as far as upcoming stories go?
Well, obviously, Kevin's going to have his coverage of the Avon Lake Public Forum, you know, in today's paper and at ChronicleT.com as well. We have an update on COVID numbers and on a new variant of that coronavirus disease that is making its way across the country, and it looks like we might be back up into the red. When you talk about the colors, you know, yellow, orange, or red for level of, you know, I don't want to say spreadability, but level of, unfortunately, that level of transmission, and also, you know, some more severe side effects possibly with this new variant. So we have talked with the community protection team, Jason Hawk. We'll have that story, some unfortunate news. There were layoffs at a Columbia Township firm, and I will have a story on that as well.
All right. Well, ChronicleT.com for that digital e-edition, or, of course, you can pick up a copy of that Chronicle Telegram today to find out the latest in and around Lorain County. All right, Dave. Well, I know we had a couple of different stories to work with here for our scanner story, as I saw you were very active on Twitter trying to keep up with these things. So I'm very, very curious what you decided on as the top scanner story for this week.
Oh, I'm gonna throw you a curveball like I was in the All-Star game and go with something out of county. So we're gonna pick unfortunately on a poor person in Lakewood this week, and from Northeast Ohio Scanner we have and normally we don't joke about potential overdoses, but this one just was so bizarre that I thought it needed shared. No location named, but a 23-year-old woman in Lakewood needed EMS because she had heart palpitations and her heart was racing after she admitted drinking 6 Monster Energy drinks and 1 Red Bull, about 1 drink per hour, over the last 7 hours.
That is caffeinated right there. I don't think she needs any more caffeine ever. I think you're safe for life. Did she grow wings, Dave? I think that's what we're all curious about here, right? That's what the drinks claim. Did she grow wings and fly away, or oh man?
You know, I don't know what the mixture of the monster and the Red Bull does, but I was gonna make a Red Bull gives you wings joke, but I don't know if they're I don't know if they advertise with us.
Well, especially not now. After that,
Certainly not now. But maybe in the future, just ease back on the energy drinks. And for a 23-year-old to have complications and for the heart to be racing so much that they need EMS to come. That's a really serious thing. But also, you can look back and see that maybe that's a little bit of something that you've done to yourself.
Yeah.
With thinking or without thinking. And again, not blaming or shaming anybody. We don't know her name, and we hope that she's okay. But maybe cut back a little bit on the energy drinks.
You got to watch yourself with those. I've had more than one doctor tell me to kick those things entirely, and I haven't really fully listened. But I can't say that I've had, eight in one sitting, so I think I'm okay for now. Dave, entertaining Scanner story as always, and again from the latest in Dave and all of his colleagues over there at the Chronicle Telegram. Pick up a copy of that Chronicle Telegram today, or check out the digital e-edition over at chronicletea.com. Dave, thank you again. I appreciate the time, man. All the best to you the rest of this week, and we'll catch up again next week.
Sounds good, Rocco. We'll talk to you later.